to get into some of the things that are going to happen here shortly. We're going to have Dr. Ron Klatz on the program. And want to go over some of the important points of his 10-point plan, which I have reproduced there. We talked about this about a month ago on air with Dr. Klatz, who is the founding president of the American Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine. They currently have 28,000 physicians worldwide, in multiple countries, 820,000 health professionals worldwide, and major anti-aging, stem cell, and age-reversing technologies all over the world, from countries like Bahrain to Russia to Europe to America, Canada, South America, all over the world. And you have to understand that if you don't incorporate these points that we include with Dr. Klatz's 10-point plan, the various aspects he's offering, you don't really have health care. You have what I call embalming care. That's what you get, embalming, which is the procedure they use when they give formalin and remove your blood so you don't, in a sense, continue to rot. Most people aren't aware that even after you embalm someone, their cells and tissues, which are anaerobic, continue to grow, so your nails and your hair grow even while in the casket after you're buried in your fancy suit or dress. So, although aerobic metabolism is over, anaerobic is not when you, quote, die, and they can't detect any brainwave activity. We had a request regarding someone regarding hip cartilage recovery. There's multiple layers of this. The first layer is to take nutraceuticals that are going to rebuild the cartilage, like Joint Performance, Tendon Mender for the pericapsular tissues, Mountain Red Velvet, Collagen Max, and then, of course, using things like Copper Regenimax to help regenerate, along with the Minerals Plus, the tissues. You have to have copper and zinc in the proper ratio, a little extra copper. And then you have to consider stem cell support like MycoD2, the use of things that are going to have to support the joint. In fact, you might even need to have a little bit of breathing room where you add a hydroviscous layer, which is Hylan, a 3 million molecular weight polymer put in by a radiologist or a physiatrist or rehab doctor under an X-ray C-arm, so they know that the needle is in the joint space. And it buys time for you to rebuild the hydroviscous layer in the joint cartilage. There are also stem cell therapies, such as Dr. Centeno's clinic. That is an endpoint where you can go down and they draw your bone marrow, multiply your stem cells, and inject it after 2 weeks. Before you do that, though, I recommend peptides, which we can obtain from the European Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine doctors, which I can get specifically for people to regenerate any target organ, whether it's their liver, their brain, their heart, their pineal gland, their sexual organs, etc. We can target specific what's called heterochromatin peptides that actually activate the organ, the end organ regeneration. So that's possible with joints as well. Then we have technologies that are called morphogenic, such as lumen photon on the NICO setting, microscopic current therapies and pulse magnetic field therapies and so on that can stimulate healing and regeneration. So all these technologies are advancing very, very rapidly. It's amazing some of the requests I have. One was of a gentleman's 93-year-old mom, and she's apparently suffering from a staph infection and itching all over, pruritus. We talked about that earlier. You have to understand that I will provide free advice to anybody who's a regular customer here or even non-regular, but I expect that when I give you that advice, you'll order exclusively and only from Nutramedical to get well. It's kind of silly to actually ask for my advice and then try to take a product you think is equivalent when it's not, and then wonder why you didn't get better. It's like, you got to be kidding. Don't do it. Don't waste my time and don't put yourself in danger of a failure, especially if it's a major medical problem or something like, herpes zoster or shingles or, arthritis, or end up, doing a joint replacement when you could have simply done a joint regeneration, and we can do that for you. So don't put yourself in danger. I had a gentleman here this in his late 80s, he was a very active gentleman, and he ended up with serious heart failure. And at first, he didn't really understand it because he did have some of his tests. And I'm thinking, we need to fix your heart. And the way we fix your heart is we fix the mitochondria, we fix the blood vessel walls, we fix the nitric oxide release, we regenerate your heart and blood vessel tissues, we repair the normal contractile function, and we use nutraceuticals if we can. There are a few drugs that help with heart failure, like Entresto, but there's natural alternatives. Of the past, let's say, 6 months of people that have come to me, and there's a lot with heart failure, only maybe one would actually can afford even the Entresto, so they need to take our nutraceuticals, and they do quite fine, thank you. So you need to be aware that that's a very good possibility. So this gentleman will probably be on our nutraceuticals. Even if you're a senior and you get the deduction card that goes along with Entresto, which takes, I think, $100 off per month, it still can be around $400 a month if it's not a covered drug under your plan. And again, remember, it depends on what your Part B insurance and your drug plan is. And that's too expensive for most people, especially if you're on a fixed income. So we understand that. Sometimes I'll get requests from people wanting me to help, quote, a friend, and they don't mention the friend's name. I'm starting to take the approach of, please have that friend contact me, because it's kind of a waste of my time to give an updated protocol to someone who's a friend of a friend, and I never get contact or know their email or phone number or even their name. I need to have them. So when you're sending me a request, have that person that you want me to help them, have them contact me, or at the very least give me all their contact information. So when I send them a contact of the product, I can call them and say, hey, did you start it? How are you doing? What's going on? So if you're making a request, I'm going to make a request of you. Please, if you're requesting for a friend of yours or a relative, I need their full name, their email, their phone numbers, and Skype or some other way of contacting them. Otherwise, it's kind of, in many cases, a waste of time, and I have no idea who I'm even, quote, helping until, because I don't even have a name. So please don't do that. I don't want to waste my time doing things that may not go anywhere because they don't have a direct connection with Dr. Deagle. Alzheimer's disease, a big deal. And Alzheimer's is basically multiple conditions. People call them Alzheimer's. Nobody's going to volunteer for a brain biopsy. We'll call it dementing illness. Dementing illnesses can be related to neurotransmitter problems, loss of myelin sheath, emboli to the brain, we call, you know, microinfarct dementia. It can be due to sclerosis of the blood vessel walls because of serious high blood pressure or lacunar infarcts, where the blood is leaking fluid around the blood vessels and blocking off neural pathways. Or it can be due to toxic things like heavy metals or toxic chemicals that are destroying neural connections or destroying astrocytes. So the first thing we do is give Cognition Plus, 2 capsules twice a day, morning and afternoon, Brain Power Vinpocetine to shut down the NMDA receptor that can activate brain damage, Brain Mag, which is magnesium L-threonate, magnesium glycinate, malate, CoQ10 ubiquinol to increase brain astrocyte metabolism and neuroglia, Neurogen to remyelinate the nerve fiber tissue, that's the core. And then, of course, we get advanced. We try to increase the cholinergic pathway for the hippocampus, and sight and hearing are all based on cholinergic pathways. We use cytidine choline. We're actually bringing another choline product in as well. Uridine or uridine monophosphate and ultrathiamine or fat-soluble B1 thiamine. Then we need to stop the free radicals, gamma A plus to stop hydroperoxy radical and nitroperoxy radical, and the cell detox glutathione to stop hydroperoxy radical. Omega Supreme Pro is a monoglyceride that's 400% more absorbed. And to modulate the inflammatory cytokines in the brain, which are often elevated, Nutrimune 26Y. Now, we can use antipathogenics, too, because they found out at Cornell University a few years ago that 29% of people with dementia actually have activated viruses in their brain tissue that you can culture out in brain culture, believe it or not. And a lot of organisms don't culture out very easily, whether it's fungi or nanobacteria or other things, but they actually grow. Just, for example, nanobacteria is a primary organism in infected biofilm that causes heart disease. It's the same nanobacteria that destroys your gums and teeth in periodontal disease. So you need to be aware that your average doctor knows zip all about this, about stealth infectious disease. They don't know anything about biofilm and don't understand that the antibiotics, after a while, the drug may become completely resistant, such as conformational changes on the pathogen, for example, with a DNA gyrase 4 inhibitor like amoxifloxacin or vilevoquin. They may be completely unaware that if the biofilm is there, the antibiotic can't penetrate through or do any damage at all. Or drug resistance can develop at very, very fast pace. So you have to be aware that there's, we call them remote sites, where the antibiotic or the antipathogenic or antifungal cannot penetrate. Or if it does, it can be extremely toxic, like caspofungin can actually cause significant hormonal and liver damage. And drugs like Nizoral actually can chemically castrate you, so you have no hormone production, zip all, male or female hormone at all. So your doctor may or may not be aware of this, but you can actually test the test. You say, Dr. Deagle, you really think this happens? I said, well, test your saliva to see if you have hormones. If you've been on these antifungals for a while, you're actually asking to fry your liver or becoming chemically castrated, believe it or not. It's funny. I sometimes get what we call really unusual emails where you can tell they don't even include their name, their first name. They just kind of have a really bizarre email. Please include your name so I know who you are. I can go back and track to see what orders you placed in the past. Use a valid, you know, a way of me tracking to say, hey, Kim, what did you order in the past and what did you take it for? So that helps me a lot, you know, put in your name. Sometimes people send me a kind of list of what tests they had done already. It's what I call, in most cases, even if you've, quote, had health insurance and you've been in the military, you get what we call the Mickey Mouse list of tests that really, the patient's never been properly interpreted by the doctor, explain what the tests are for, or what the tests mean as they're positive. If you're doing a consultation, send me the list of tests. I'll tell you which ones I need. You can send it by Google Drive or iCloud or just attach it as an email along with your 11-page history form. And believe me, I can analyze anything. I have skill sets that are way beyond what you think is possible, and I can tell you exactly what you need to do, whether it's conventional medicine, surgery, subspecialty care, chiropractic, osteopathy, acupuncture, morphogenic field therapy, you name it, stem cell clinics around the world. I know where they are and I can help you. And these are minimal costs because they only usually charge for the first couple hours. Many times we're many hours into this. I get so busy just trying to help people. So most of the time, 99% of the time, when people are making requests, I just provide them the protocol. We have Dr. Ron. Welcome back, Dr. Ron. I put together a video, which I've been working on for a few months, and it's interesting that this bill came out of the House, the Congress, and, you know, I try to use some sarcasm. I think you and I get along if we're on the same wavelength, but you're a genius to set up the American Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine years ago, but the healthcare system is playing around the edges of it, even with Dr. Price. And even all the socialist countries like Canada, I saw both of my parents being offed by what I call terminal health care in Canada, but it's the same in Britain or any other socialist country like Australia. Unless you deal with the real issues of health as, in fact, a anti-aging scheme where 90% of illness is actually caused by organ and tissue aging, because we ignore the biochemical, the intermediate metabolism, the toxicological, and the immunotoxicological issues, you can never fix it. So your 10-point plan was very, very, very well thought out to explain how. So why don't you go through some of this to explain why the current healthcare plan really isn't going to work. So Dr. Ron, are you there? I think Dr. Ron is there, but I don't think I can hear him. Okay, Dr. Ron, are you there?
Yeah, Bill, how are you, sir?
Very good. I want you to go over some of the key points. We have all the 10 points of your plan in the video. And I reproduced the text from what we talked about a month ago.
Okay.
I also include Dr. Cassidy's 8-point plan that he talks about, which is pretty vague, from the Senate. Dr. Cassidy apparently taking care of people who had little or no insurance. The impression that the Senate wants to rewrite the bill from scratch, which means at the very earliest we'll see the fall. I'm not sure what's going to come out of this, but if they rewrite it too much, the I call herding cats Congress is probably going to reject it, which means we're going to be stuck with Obamacare until it blows up in Donald Trump's face. And here's the consequences. If they don't fix healthcare, which is what you and I have laid out here, along with some of the 8-point plans of Dr. Cassidy, if it's not fixed, several consequences will happen. Number one, a lot of Americans are going to die or go bankrupt because of healthcare. A lot of them are going to be subject to death panels. We're not going to fix the degradation of the environment to kill people, including stack vaccines, scalar radiation, Fukushima Daiichi, and Simplot potatoes and other GMO foods that are killing us. And we're not going to deal with the ecological factors that we're actually having a contracting, what I call, lifespan and increasing death span. So even if they die at the same age, they're older and more decrepit when they finally croak. we're dealing with no one's dealing with a healthcare insurance, big, you call big Medica, big healthcare drug companies, big malpractice. All of the big things are still, from what I can see in this health bill that came out of the Congress and most likely out of the Senate, they're playing around. I call it, instead of Obamacare, we're just going to get a new version called embalming care. So let's go through some of your plan ideas.
Well, certainly, Bill. Well, you know, when Obamacare was first proposed back in, I think, 2006, 2007, they were asking for input. So the American Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine, the world's largest group of preventive medicine doctors on the planet, over 26,000 physicians and scientists, got together and put together this 10-point plan, which we sent to Washington, which was, of course, ignored.
Right.
And we've been pushing this agenda ever since because the healthcare has to change. We have to move from a disease-based model of healthcare, which is what we have today, where, you know, we essentially ignore you until the point where we, you know, you're incapacitated and you're either in a hospital or an emergency room or some other urgent situation. The modern healthcare model has become. It ignores prevention. It ignores the options to give the patient the chance to do it themselves, and it does not, and it funds these extreme healthcare measures at the end of one's life, which is exactly the wrong place to start. You know, heart disease begins 20, 30 years before you ever have your first heart attack. Cancer starts at least 7 years before you have any signs of a cancer. Probably much longer than that. Stroke, same situation, you know, 20, 30 years before you ever develop the stroke. So why don't we empower the patient to take control of their own health care? Why don't we reward the doctor for practicing preventive medicine? Why don't we fund technologies that will save millions, billions of dollars, such as point-of-care laboratory testing that the doctor can have right there in his office, so he can diagnose you at the time of the visit. He doesn't have to take your blood and send it out to a lab and wait 2 days, 4 days, a week, 2 weeks for the lab to come back and lose the patient to follow up. Okay, these are very simple, basic technologies, and they're available. They're available right now. They've been available for the last 10, 20, 30 years. We don't fund them because it doesn't put money into the right pockets.
Exactly. Yeah.
In other words, companies.
Keep that thought. We'll be right back, Dr. Rod. Yeah, the medical, I call the medical mafia, the corruptocracy dealing with healthcare. Only there's a body count. It's not just like politics. People get sick. People lose function. People die because of stupid policies and people, corporations, and lawyers getting rich.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
And I think people should understand healthcare is the number one issue. It's the number one issue, by the way, that's killing the economy. It's not international taxes alone. Those are factors, and we could fix that easy. The biggest cost of building an automobile, say, in Oshawa, Ontario, compared to building in Ohio, is occupational medicine costs. That's the primary barrier. Besides all the environmental and other stupid regulations, which Trump got rid of, which is pretty easy, the biggest cost of us competing with Mexico and Canada, simply, is the fact that our occupational health care costs are ridiculous. And the biggest reason why we have an aging population, that we pour in more money than any other country on earth, and yet we have one of the lowest ratings on earth of health care status, is because we allow, health care policy, so the state medical board sets up standard of care, which is crappy, has no preventive care whatsoever, doesn't train doctors on functional medicine whatsoever or anti-aging medicine. And these unqualified people, to be honest with you, what they are out there. And then we don't allow anything. We haven't got rid of malpractice. We don't get rid of fee-for-service. We don't allow national licensure instead of state licensure. We don't allow lateral training so a medic coming back can actually become a surgeon or a nurse practitioner, can become an obstetrician. Everything we've done has been to feed and make sure that the entitlements go to insurance carriers, attorneys, and Big Medica that charges massive amounts of money, while even the healthcare providers like myself 20 years ago at Swedish got $60 an hour without healthcare myself, while in the ICU they had to pay anywhere from $35,000 to $90,000 a day just to stay alive with advanced technology. So to me, the entire system is disgusting, and I think they need to rewrite the idea of what healthcare is completely, and not just tinker around the edges of it. It's not just a matter of repealing and replacing health care. If they don't do what you say and I say, here's what's going to happen to Trump. If he looks like it smells bad, he's going to take insurance from 24 million people. Or if any seniors die, or people can't even build a story in the media, which I'm sure there will be, Donald Trump will lose enough congressmen and senators. He will be impeached 2018 or 2019, and he will be a lame duck president before he is removed from office in a very nasty way. And he needs to know this. He owns this now. And he needs to realize if he doesn't take your plan and the Academy's plan and preventive medicine plan seriously, he's, as they say in the military, screwed and tattooed, because he's going to make sure he returns to the ancient Israeli that health care is a right. And I don't want to hear people like Napolitano or other people saying, you know, this judge, that it's not constitutional.
When the founders of the Constitution were writing the Constitution, There was a lot of argument at the time, especially by Benjamin Rush, a physician, that the right to health care and the right to control your body, what should have been the 11th Amendment to the Constitution,
right,
to the Bill of Rights. And that's so true. You're absolutely right. You know, people deserve you know, the right to competent, qualified health care, and more importantly, they deserve the right to choose their own health path.
And
they
also
deserve the right to control their own bodies.
Right,
and
also
what we're giving them with American health care.
No, in fact, what we have is what I call embalming care. And by the way, it's not a lot better in France or Britain or America or Canada, where they have what I call, still have fee-for-service. They have a reduced malpractice thing. They still have state colleges of physicians and surgeons that literally persecuted the hell out of poor old Dr. Deagle, who comes in with my high IQ and my skill sets to start solving the problems of diabetes and toxicological injury with the doctors and research scientists at UCLA. Instead of being approbated and patted on the back, attaboy, Deagle, I got persecuted and told my license was going to be pulled. So the medical profession eats their own, and I'm not. In every country, to think you're going to get away with this, which is why I'm expanding my radio and podcasting, video casting network. And I want to see this video get in front of Dr. Price and Steve Bannon and Donald Trump, because if you don't listen to me and Dr. Klatz and Dr. Cassidy, by the way, who's got some compassion, if you don't listen to us and fix healthcare permanently, you're done.
Well, you know, for your listeners out there, the 10-point plan to reform healthcare is available at www.worldhealth.net, the official website of the American Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine, www.worldhealth.net. And it can save over the next 10 years $3 trillion from the United States, which is enough to pay for the cost of health care for most Americans.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. go to apsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to apsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I can get too. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at apsapart.com. That's APPSAPART.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Ron, this is my warning to Donald Trump, to Steve Bannon, to all the other people. If you do not listen to us, I'll be like the last of the specters with Ebenezer Scrooge, and I'm going to point down toward your tombstone here, Donald Trump, and the Republican Party. And I'm pointing down with that screeching sound in the background. If you don't listen to me and change the future by repenting... And by the way, by repenting, it means that Donald Trump has to say straight up to the senators, put together a health care bill, and we've got to put it through the Congress when it comes back. Because if it doesn't, if they don't fix health care, it's the end of the Republican Party. They will be finished, Congress and Senate, and Trump will be impeached. That's my prediction. And no matter what else they do positive, including tax reform and dropping regulations and trying to strengthen the border and reducing the amount of people that are crossing the border, the most important single issue in America is my mama going to be taken care of? Or am I going to go bankrupt because I can't afford the cost? And do I have preventive care so I won't get cancer 5 years from now? Or if I do need medications, can I get them, like Entresto, which they can't afford? When I talk about the average person that's in terminal heart failure, only maybe 1 in 10 can actually afford the drug, or less. Even though it's a drug that's like a miracle drug, I have natural alternatives, which luckily will help most of these people do well. But how many people do you think doctors know what these alternative nutraceuticals are? None. Which means if they don't come to me, they're going to die, okay? And I have people already that I've rescued literally every week with just terminal congestive heart failure that can't afford the Entresto. So what I'm going to tell you right now out there, Donald Trump and you people, you can do all the fancy dancing you want. If you don't listen to us experts down here in the field, you're going to suffer and you will be impeached. Because when the Democrats and the moderate Republicans realize that you've literally caused the premature death or de-insurance of people that otherwise might live, you're done. And I even see it with Chris Wallace when he was asking questions of Reince Priebus. Let me tell you, Reince, you can do all the fancy dancing you want and say that we're going to have this pool and that pool. You've got to move from this idea of insurance, which is all well and good, and that's good. You're going to do that to make sure that people can buy insurance at a reasonable rate. But if you don't start altering people's health care so they actually live longer and well, the cost of health care is like everybody walking around like a debt instrument, and it's going to come due, and it's going to bankrupt the country. I mean, as the population ages and gets sicker, it's going to bankrupt America with more and more advanced technology to try to keep their carcass alive while you're not doing anti-aging medicine. It's going to kill.
And you know, Bill, that's so true. I'm here at the hospital right now, in a rehab hospital, and I'm looking at all these elderly people who are incapable of caring for themselves, but they are receiving expensive state-of-the-art care, which I'm happy for them. They're living along. They're living longer, but they're not enjoying the quality of life, and they're not living younger, and they're not living the anti-aging lifestyle, and they're not living fully functionally. And that's really the whole system. That's the whole issue, is we have to change the paradigm of aging. We have to move into the ageless society where these diseases of old age are cured and eliminated. And the amazing thing is that the technology exists for that to happen. Anyone who's interested in learning more of it should go to www.worldhealth.net, the official website of the American Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine. Anyway, Bill, I got to get back to my
really
round.
I appreciate what you've done here. And that video, I want to make sure we get through to Bart Goldman and through to Donald Trump and Steve Bannon. If they don't
if anyone knows Tom, they should send that video directly to him.
Yeah. And it's important to understand, I applaud what Dr. Price is trying to do and Dr. Cassidy. But those are just rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic. It's not going to fix the underlying problem, is it?
No, not at all. It's just going, the cost of health care is going to keep skyrocketing. It's going to keep growing and growing and growing as the population grows older and grows sicker. Because it's not just the aging population, but it's that we're poisoning the people with toxic vaccines, with toxic air, toxic water.
Right. We're seeing young people with old people disease now. Like Modi, mature onset diabetes of the young. We're seeing autism rates go through the ceiling. When I went to medical school, I
Asthma's exploding. Respiratory disease is exploding.
Exactly.
When I started in medicine, respiratory disease was the seventh leading cause of disease. Now it's the third leading cause of disease. How is that? When all of our heavy industry has been taken out of the United States, shipped overseas, and when every car that is made today has advanced air pollution devices on it, okay? I mean, there's something else going on that no one is looking at.
Right. Well, our academies
are... Well, God bless you, Bill.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to run.
We'll have you back on. We'll also do some video simulcasting, too. Appreciate it. I hope everything goes well there. We will be continuing. We'll keep those questions now before we go into hour three with Ryan Frace, our NutriMeds team guy. So the 800-313-9443. Thanks, Dr. Ron. You're amazing. Academy is leading the way as to what we need to do to replace, not just replace healthcare, but actually fix it. And, you know, it's one thing to make it available so people can get surgical and other procedures, which is fine, and make sure we control some degree of the cost, but you're ultimately not controlling the costs unless you get rid of malpractice, you get rid of fee-for-service, you get rid of state licensure, you allow lateral training, you allow online training of people, you allow centers of excellence to grade people up to where they're competent to do things. And I guarantee you many of the mechs that are listening to this program, including ones I recently talked to at CENTCOM, face-to-face, who said, look, I know guys that are in our troops that are over there doing work in Afghanistan that are quite capable of basically mass unit surgery, yet when they come back, they can't even ride in an ambulance. How disgusting is that? Young, bright, trained in the battlefield medics that could, with a very simple upgrade in a matter of months, be doing excellent training at surgical centers and become literally certified general surgeons or trauma surgeons or burn unit specialists, etc. The same way as with functional medicine, we need to upgrade doctors that are in the field. They don't know what I know. I've been doing research in this for years, and because I'm so curious, I've done decades of research and study, which is why when I train other doctors, they say, who trained you? I got trained called the School of Inquisitiveness over decades of going to university and top private, specialized, nationally certified laboratories, including the military, and certified federal laboratories and universities like UCLA and University of San Francisco, labs doing research as long ago as almost 40 years ago. For example, with antibodies against Candida albicans and Candida tropicalis and glabrata, looking at immunotoxicology at labs like UCLA and now immunosciences for 3-plus decades. So if you think that you know more than me, it's not possible. It's not, okay? Ask me a question if you want to ask. I will provide you an answer or a framework to find the answer. But if we don't fix this problem, the aging population, the only alternative is like Obamacare. Set up death panels, deny care, kill people, or make the copay so high they never even try to seek it because the alternative is going bankrupt. And there's no point in having Obamacare if all you can do is actually not afford the copays, you actually are denied care, you have a plastic card in your pocket or your purse, but it doesn't mean anything because you can't appropriate the care. There's no preventive aspects to the care. And the medications, you get toxic polypharmacy from too many drugs that you can't possibly detoxify, and they don't intervene in the underlying problem. It's just ridiculous. And it needs to be dealt with, and I know how to do it. And I will provide the, you know, the ways of dealing with that. Let's get back to some of our other main issues here. I want to get back to some of our protocols for wellness. In our last few minutes here before we go back to talk to Ryan. Now, we have, of course, our QRMA, quantitative resonant magnetic machines. We're going to have a big sale coming up in a few weeks over Memorial Weekend. You need to be aware that the QRMA is, I consider, the prescient machine you need to have in every home. If you have it, you send your QRMA compressed file along with a paragraph to explain your health or your relative's health. I will give you a free analysis to tell you what supplements you need to correct those issues. If you're curious and want to do functional medicine, blood, urine, or imaging to studies, I'll tell you what tests to do to validate that. If it looks like we have to get into medical records, I will recommend that you have a consultation, but in most cases, not necessary. If you start taking nutraceuticals based on your QRMA, you in a year's time or 2 years time will be taking considerably less and considerably different than what you take now, because your body will have corrected a lot of the imbalances and deficiencies of some issues. The health of your tissues will have gotten strong enough to actually display metabolic and scalar harmonic resonant imbalances that we can now identify, which you didn't show right away, and we can fix those in layers. So in other words, we can do that. We have now one center of excellence for metapathia testing in New York with Jim Gersey with PPRDI. We have a second one coming online in Arkansas very soon. We have a third one that will be coming on in Northern California here. These centers basically can do a metapathia scan. I can actually log on live through TeamViewer 12 and actually watch the scan test, or they can actually download the video of your testing. I can log on to Google Drive or iCloud and actually see your video and then log into their computer and actually do frequency matching to look at the specific tables that are available to for the diagnostic analysis. So it's amazing the array of things that I can do remotely. You could have literally a wellness van with a QRMA and metapathy machine in Quito, Ecuador, or in Kerala, India, and I can actually log in remotely and analyze that data and tell you exactly what's going on with a person thousands of miles away. So people need to realize this technology is there. We can also then cross-correlate it with blood, urine, stool, and other classical and advanced imaging tests, immunotoxicology, immunology, etc. So with the science we have now, there's no excuse for people getting sick or dying. There's not. Okay, so let's look at what we have here. I just recently got an email from one of my poor customers, and she said, betrayed by the dentist. And again, this is really, I'm not going to mention her name, but she went into the dentist, and she got a smaller amalgam, a cavity filled with composite. And then the larger cavity, the dentist, she didn't know until after she got home, realized she filled it with silver. It's not just silver, it's mercury silver amalgam. The first thing I do is I immediately file a complaint with the Oregon Dental Association that the dentist lied. Second thing I'd recommend that she do is get to a biological dentist and have that mercury amalgam taken out right away. There's no other material more toxic than mercury other than radiotoxins like, you know, radioactive uranium or, you know, plutonium or something else like that. Dead mercury. And the idea that it's put in any vaccines or it's put into people's mouths, in fact, the military regularly puts it in the young military personnel mouth or veterans' mouths and thinks mercury is perfectly fine. Well, it's not open to your opinion, dentist. Dr. Deagle and Dr. Murray Vimy and Dr. And many other doctors, including the Manager Institute in Germany that picked up our research that we did originally 37 years ago, has closed the case on it. It's not open to opinion anymore. It's just over. It's an over situation. It's like talking to Marie Curie working with radioisotopes 90 years ago when she developed a claw hand from handling radium and other toxic materials. It's not open to opinion anymore. It's over. Do you understand that? So you dentists that are playing around and pulling out mercury amalgams with a proper high-flow suction or proper protection for yourself or your staff or think it's perfectly fine to put into people's mouths, you need to know that you need to be sued. You need to be disciplined. You need to be retrained to understand that you do not know what you're doing. Okay? Mercury is not okay to put in people's mouths. It's going to precipitate later dementia, heart failure, cancer, all kinds of nasty things happen, and it is not okay. Do you understand that? And you will understand it when enough of us contact people like me, Dr. Deagle, and act as an expert witness and take you guys down to legal Chinatown, as they say. So I just got that a few minutes ago. So somebody's listening and said, Dr. Deagle, what do I do? Let me tell you, you need to be uber aggressive. I'm the Dirty Harry of medical wellness. The Dirty Harry, think of it. Legislative update, ACA edition. This is from the American Association of Physicians and Surgeons. I just got an update from these guys at our academy, American Academy of Physicians and Surgeons. The American Healthcare Act, H.R. 1628, passed by the House with one vote to spare on May 4th, is a budget reconciliation bill that is part of the 2017 federal budget process. It lowers both government spending and tax revenue. Reconciliation means it can avoid filibuster in the Senate and pass with a simple majority of votes, which is basically if all of the senators, and apparently there's three Republican senators that are not on side, so it's basically by a hair's breadth not going to pass with Senator Rand Paul and two other senators. Please be advised, the Senate has promised to change the bill and is already looking at the side step major provisions of the AHCA, claiming they might not meet requirements for reconciliation. What we have to do is build a consensus to get a compromise we can agree to, stated Senator Whip John Cornyn, member of a 12-person Senate working group said to be developing an alternative bill. So Dr. Cassidy, which I included in my video, in his 8-point plan is there. Some argue that the bill was put together too quickly without conferring with stakeholders while Obamacare was drafted and discussed over a year. Of course, I don't recall if Obama administration contacted AAPS for our opinion. They didn't, of course. They didn't have any Republican opinion either. And they rammed this bill through that still supported malpractice, Big Medica, Big Pharma, all the other nastiness. It seems to me the Republicans have a solid 6 years to horse trade and come up with something that should have been ready on day one for a vote. And, of course, that's not the case. There, and I'm reading on here, there was not enough votes to pass the bill at the end of March. The centrist Tuesday group and the Freedom Caucus kissed and made up with MacArthur administration amendment and the Upton amendment at the end of April. The MacArthur amendment allows states to apply for a waiver allowing insurers to further increases the ratio of premiums charged to enrollees in their 50s and 60s versus younger enrollees, which means they're going to raise the rates quite a bit. It also allows states to waive essential health benefits in certain sections of the community rating program that would permit insurers to charge people significantly more if they have pre-existing condition, as long as the state creates a program to ameliorate the cost to enrollees and or insurers. The Upton amendment adds an additional $8 billion in assistance to lower costs for enrollees with pre-existing conditions. The bill has equal opportunity opposition. AARP, AMA, American Hospital Association, the Association of American Medical Colleges, among others. In other words, we all oppose this bill. Okay, people need to know that. Additional critics include the Heritage Action, the Cato Institute, Americans for Prosperity, FreedomWorks, Tea Party Patriots, MoveOn.org, and the Center for American Progress, and many other liberal groups. So it's both conservative and liberal groups, by the way, that are against this. What was repealed? Okay, this gives you a list of what was repealed. The AHCA eliminates by reducing to $0 individual mandate penalty for not having a ACA qualified coverage. The ACA reverses the ACA's Medicare expansion in 2020. 32 states opted in. Anyone enrolled prior to 2020 would stay unenrolled. The ACA eliminates the ACA's expanded requirement benefits to mental health and addiction benefits under Medicaid. So, lots of things were cut. And this is not going to bode well for the Republicans in the 2018 midterms. Back in a moment.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprise 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of touch.
Continue with the American Physicians and Surgeons letter, which I just received this morning. The HCA eliminates the ACA's expanded required benefits for mental health and addiction benefits under Medicaid. Not good. The HCA eliminates fines for large employers who don't provide health plans. What happens is employers provide health plans now for 179 million Americans. If the health employers don't, many of these people, if they have pre-existing conditions, are going to fall into this pool. The pool isn't big enough if they're all of a sudden dumped. Under current law, the Medicaid programs are guaranteed federal matching funds for qualified expenditures. The bill establishes targeted spending caps for each state or federal funding for state Medicaid programs beginning in 2020 based on 2016 Medicaid bed expenditures. States could choose a block grant and institute work requirements for Medicaid enrollees. First off, Medicaid was supposed to originally just be for people who are unemployed and disabled. It wasn't for able-bodied people. The problem is that the workforce and labor force is being decimated, not just in America, but around the world. And to try to temporarily fix it by bringing back business that's moving because of work comp and other regulatory costs back to America will help temporarily, but it's not going to fix the underlying problem that the world economy is changing. So what is an economy in, say, 20 years or 10 years? It's completely different from what it is now. Small business tax credits end in 2020. That's a tax credit for health care. Health insurance premium limits are adjusted under the ACA, so older persons could be charged up to three times that of younger folks. That has changed to five times. Whoa. The platinum, silver, and bronze levels are eliminated. The taxes are eliminated, 3.8% tax on investment income and 0.9% additional Medicaid tax on higher income folks. Also, the 10% tanning services and 2.3% medical device tax. So, 40% Cadillac tax is suspended until 2024. The Cadillac tax is the one on Cadillac health insurance policies, which, of course, Obamacare deduction for medical expenses is reduced to 7.5% of adjusted gross income from the ACA's 10%. So it's returned to 7.5% of adjusted gross income. So the tax deduction for medical expenses is reduced to 7.5% from the ACA's 10%. Last-minute amendments. States may opt out of providing ACA essential health benefits. This requirement was already dropped in the bill for Medicaid, but not for the individual market. Pre-existing conditions, states may opt out of requiring premiums to be the same for the people of the same age. So while individuals with pre-existing conditions must be offered health insurance, there was no limit on the cost of that insurance. New funds would help lower premiums for those individuals. Yeah, but, you know, when the money runs out, what are they going to do? States may opt out of limiting premium differences based on age. The 3-to-1 limit is changed to a 5-to-1. Federally, states may apply for a waiver to choose a different ratio above 5-to-1. Guaranteed issues. The ACA would keep the ACA's requirement that dependents can stay on their insurance plan at age 26. The ACA's federal and state-run exchanges would limit it. Individual and business health insurance plans would continue unchanged. We continue to provide subsidies for premiums that are based on income rather than, although the formula would be completely different, subsidy would likely be less for younger, low-income Americans. So, you know, there's a lot of things in here. A lot of it is going to blow back on the Republicans if it harms anyone or cuts anybody's health care. And they don't institute preventive care and deal with these issues that I've talked about, it's going to be catastrophic for Trump and the Republicans.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promote stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.